Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sapiens Insurance 360 Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Sedlaskis, Marketing Director at Sapiens. I'm so glad you're out there listening. This is where we discuss the latest news, trends, and issues from across the insurance solutions and technology spectrum. Ask the average person on the street about what they know about insurance, and it's safe to say they can give you a fairly accurate description. Every month, I shell out hundreds of dollars for my home and auto policy premiums. And the insurance industry is constantly featured in the news whenever there is some catastrophe like a hurricane, wildfire, or flood. So people understand the role of insurance and its purpose. But mention the concept of reinsurance, and most people draw a blank. So what is reinsurance, and how does it relate to insurance? And what is the need for reinsurance in today's markets? Here to answer that question and provide us with more information about the need for reinsurance is Sapiens VP of Reinsurance Business Development, Craig Robinson. Craig, you were last on the show talking about claims leakage, another key topic in reinsurance. So it's great to have you back for another session, and welcome.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to be back on the program. I don't think I would have remembered my earlier spot on the podcast if you hadn't reminded me.
How could I forget, Craig? So let's turn to today's topic. In a nutshell, how would you define the concept of reinsurance?
Well, reinsurance is basically the insurance of an insurer, right? So it's a final financial arrangement in which the insurance company, which we call a ceding company or primary company, transfers a portion of its risk to another insurance company. So that's called the reinsurer. And this is done to reduce the potential for large losses, to stabilize earnings, and increase the insurer's capacity to underwrite more policies. There's a couple types of reinsurance. One is treaty that covers a group or portfolio of policies, and then there's another one called facultative, which covers a specific risk, an individual risk or a policy.
So another basic question, what does reinsurance accomplish? Is it simply risk transfer? And how does it differ from regular insurance?
Well, risk transfer is central to what it accomplished, but it's definitely not the only item that is accomplished by reinsurance. So I mentioned the risk transfer before about transferring risk from the insurer to the reinsurer, but there's also capital relief and solvency protection. There's capacity expansion. There's earning stabilities. And one that's often forgotten is just access to expertise, because reinsurance companies can provide actuarial underwriting claims expertise, which is very helpful to emerging risks and lines such as cyber that companies are getting into.
So let's pivot to the different types of reinsurance. Is reinsurance limited to just the property and casualty carriers?
No. Reinsurance is not just for property casualty, but it's also utilized by life and health insurance companies. For instance, reinsurance in the healthcare sector allows health insurance providers to manage risks that would be challenging to handle on their own, especially when handling, you know, individuals with pre-existing conditions and things like that. So ideal mostly on the P&C side, but there definitely is reinsurance for life and health carriers.
Okay, so you're in the market every day talking to clients. What do you see as the major challenges that insurance companies are facing running their reinsurance programs?
Oh, yeah, there's a wide variety of issues that they're facing. One has to do with just inflation and economic volatility. So, you know, high inflation affects the cost of claims, makes it harder to price reinsurance. As far as interest rate goes, it definitely helps the insurers because they invest a lot of the income, but it introduces volatility in the asset valuations. There's climate change, as we all know. There's been the increased frequency and severity of cats, which causes uncertainty when doing cat models and things like that. So to keep up with that is very hard. The reinsurance market in general has been very hard, right? So there's rising costs and tighter capacity. So following years of large cat losses, reinsurers have increased their prices, which can make it tough for insurers to place the reinsurance in a lot of instances. There's, as we know, regulatory pressures, all different types of solvency and capital requirements. There's NAIC, RBC in the U.S. There's Solvency II. There's IFRS. And then there's cyber and emerging risks that are coming around. Just, it's a whole new area, so it's hard to price things. There's data and technology issues, legacy systems, availability to data, you know, poor incomplete data to do modeling and pricing and placement. And then for a reinsurer, there's also the limited capacity for retrocession. Retrocession is when the reinsurer itself is then taking out additional reinsurance, spreading the risk farther around. So lots of different topics when it comes to challenges for insurance companies and reinsurers.
There were a couple of terms there that maybe you could explain to me. When you say CAT, what does CAT mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, catastrophe losses. So things like hurricanes.
And what is a hard market versus a soft market?
Hard market is just when reinsurers are charging higher rates to place the treaties, as I mentioned, the treaties are facultative certificates. So that all has to do with pricing. They can charge more on any given year for a reinsurance arrangement and less the following year. So the market has been very hard lately over the last many years.
Thanks. And my final question involves everyone's favorite two letters these days, AI. So where do you see the role for AI in reinsurance going forward?
I talked a little bit about the CAT modeling, which I think is an area that AI can enhance the models, you know, just by incorporating real-time things like satellite imagery, data, et cetera. There's underwriting automation, so supporting dynamic data-driven underwriting decisions, pricing models. There would be things like claim management and loss estimations, faster estimations of losses, maybe fraud detection. Also, contract analysis. So NLP, which is natural language processing, where AI may be able to extract key terms and information from the treaties, you know, to give improved clarity or reduce ambiguity, but also from a perspective of a system like ours, where you can have that information automatically populated within to the terms and conditions of the contract. There's, you know, other things that probably would help with competitive analysis, cyber risk intelligence, things like that, that I can think of.
Pretty broad at this point. Lots of different use cases out there for it.
Yes.
So thanks, Craig. Thanks for giving us the basics of today's reinsurance market and also a glimpse of what's happening in our future and the possibilities of AI. The sky's the limit for AI, really. So we appreciate you coming back on the show to share your thoughts. To our listeners, as always, I love hearing from you. So if you have any comments or would like to follow us on social media, please reach out to us in our channels. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. We've got so much more coming, so stay tuned to our Sapiens Insurance 360 podcast. Bye for now.